Today, the world struggles to answer one of the most fundamental questions. What is the purpose of our lives? What is the purpose of my life? Is it to accumulate wealth in pursuit of happiness? Is it to spend our time chasing material goods? Is it to achieve the next high score on Fortnite? Is it to spend an eternity waiting for GTA 6 to come out? I hope it never comes out because it's not good. These things may be part of our daily lives, and we may struggle with seeking after what truly matters, but they do not define who we are. So what is our fundamental purpose? To answer that, we must first understand who we are. In the book of Genesis, we learn that God created man and woman in his image. And the Catechism explains that we are created to know, love, and serve God in this life, and to be happy with him forever in the next. Now that we know our identity, Scripture reveals our true mission. In the same book of Genesis, after creating men and women, God commanded them to be fruitful and to multiply. Yet being fruitful means more than just populating the earth. God did not just create flesh. He created us with an immortal soul. We are also called to be spiritually fruitful through lives of holiness and works of charity, motivated by our love for God. The first reading reminds us that we fulfill God's will by receiving his word. However, our identity was disfigured by sin. St. Paul tells us in the second reading that because of the fall of our first parents, creation was made subject to futility. Because of sin, we became subject to decay, suffering, and death. And our ability to live out the purpose for which we were created was wounded. But in that same passage, St. Paul offers hope, saying that creation itself will be set free from slavery to corruption and share in the glorious freedom of the children of God. He proclaims that the resurrection of Christ has reversed the curse of Adam. Through his death and resurrection, Jesus has restored what was lost through sin. And he has sent the Holy Spirit to sanctify us through baptism and to make us adopted children of God. In today's gospel, we learn that the only way to fulfill our purpose in our lives, to bear much fruit, is to become rich soil. We all have the potential to be that soil, and the gospel gives us the instruction. The seed sown on rich soil is the one who hears the word and understands it. Hearing and understanding, these are what separate the rich soil from the rest. To be rich soil means to actively listen to the word of God, to accept his message, and to let it sink deep into our lives so that we may be transformed. This requires us to tune out the distracting noises and anxiety of life. It requires us to let go of the pride and fear that prevent the word from penetrating beyond the shallow surface of our emotions. It requires us to treasure the word deep within, allowing it to take root at the very center of who we are. When God's word truly takes root, it does not remain hidden. It cannot remain hidden. It bears fruit in lives marked by charity, forgiveness, holiness, and faithful witness to Christ. Today's readings invite us to reflect on our own lives. They call us to embrace our identity as beloved children of God, and from that recognition, to accept our mission to do his will. So let us ask ourselves, do we harbor fear? And doubt that keep God's word from taking root in our hearts? Are we letting pride stunt our growth? It's important to remember that being rich soil does not require us to be perfect. It is God who provides the seed, the word of God, the rain and the nourishment needed for growth. Our task is simply to open our hearts and be receptive to his will, allowing him to transform us from within. I believe we are closer to being that rich soil than we may think. We have already taken the first steps. We have allowed God to bring us here to this mess. We simply need to open our hearts, make use of the gifts of the sacraments, and invite Jesus, the Word himself, fully present in the Eucharist, to enter the deepest part of our being and transform us. So as we continue with this celebration, let us thank and praise God for the gift of life and the gift of faith, and ask him to make us into rich soil, so that his word may take deep root in our hearts and bear abundant fruit for his kingdom.